You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
If your furnace or boiler isn't keeping up with the cold weather, call Bonfi. They have regular hours from 7 in the morning to 10 at night, and they answer the phone 24/7. If your heating system needs to be replaced, Bonfi can install a new one for you, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. You'll never have to worry about staying warm again. When you tell the folks at Bonfi you heard about them on The Roycey Show, you'll save $200 off a new installation. For all your heating needs, better call Bonfi.
TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. Join more of the things you love with TCL.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
What happened? TCL Unchained.
Patrick Roycey, what's going on down there, sir? How's Fort Myers?
Today is an off day for the fellas. I think one of two they have, and they're not having a paradise day as far as enjoying a weather break. It was in the mid-60s early this morning, wind blowing like crazy. I saw it's just 72 here now. But it's going fine. Saturday couldn't have worked out better for Rocco. He wanted to play five. They only played two. And even though it didn't rain for about a half hour, it turned out he was right because they got a driving rainstorm later on. But at first it looked, basically Cora and Rocco came out and begged the umpires to stop the game, even though there was no reason to. And then yesterday they manned up and they played 7.5. So that was pretty crazy.
I watched it. I was amazed. 7.5. Yes. You don't see that much these days.
And it was, it was Rocco's idea because he wanted to use a pitcher that he hadn't been able to use when they had the rainout after two innings. So anyway, yeah, it's a different world. That's for sure. I think March 13th, they're supposed to play nine. Unless starting March 14th, they're supposed to play nine. Unless the managers decide to play seven, which is probably going to happen most of the time.
Which Rocco's going to decide he would like to play seven?
Yes, and you know what? The funniest thing is to do this, you need umpires' approval. They started umpiring baseball games in 1864. There's never been an umpire say, "This game's going too fast. Let's have a longer game." There's never been one. You could go to them and say, "We're playing three innings this season." They'd say, "Do I get my full check?" That's all I care about, right? So,
absolutely.
Anyway, there's a couple of things look pretty good. Barrios only pitched two innings, but if he's throwing like he can, and I just have this hunch he might be ready to do that. And Maeda, that's a pretty good one too. You can piece it together after that. I think the pitching, the bullpen, I don't know about that right now, but the pitching last year, the pitching was the strength of this team, and that might be the case again this year. So I'm worried about the first baseman though. I don't know if he can get the bat to the ball or not.
Still seeing some problems.
Well, he's 27 and he's 280, 285, maybe 280, I guess. There's never been a man that big try to hit a baseball, has there? Frank Howard, but he was 6'6",
yeah,
6'7". There's never been a guy like this.
This guy's a left tackle, Pat.
Maintain his what?
He is a left tackle far more than a baseball player. Like his size.
And it's you know, it's a game based on quick reflexes, right? Hitting, everything else. It's based on quick reflexes. Whew. It's hard to have quick reflexes at that size. So, I mean, there's been cases that guys had, you know, 2, 3, 4 pretty good years, and then boom, and they were done early. And I don't know. I might be wrong. Maybe they'll throw him enough cookie breaking balls that he can hit some home runs. But, and you know, they point out that people say, well, they think he's going to hit 40 home runs, you know, that, you know, they keep him around. He might hit 40 some year.
Yep.
When's he going to hit them? Not what season, but when in a game. I've said it last year. I say it this year. If I'm the other team and it's the eighth inning and I'm one run ahead and there's two guys on base, there's nobody I'd rather see walk up to the plate than Miguel Sano.
Yeah.
Because he's going to hit a home run twice a month and he's going to strike out the other 20 times. So that's, I don't know. To me, that's the biggest problem. And then, of course, keeping the left side of the infield healthy. I'm more worried about that than I am Buxton, that's for sure. So Buxton looks, I wouldn't say he's 20 pounds heavier than he was last year, but if you add the 220-pound gains in the last 2 years that has been claimed, I'd say he gained 20 total.
Total.
Maybe 10 each year, I think, because last year, we had the same story, right?
Yeah, I think it was 12. I think it was 12 pounds going into 2020. So yeah,
yeah, whatever it is, it's he might be up 15, 18, something like that. But people really like to exaggerate that when they.
That's great.
You can tell we're far enough removed from the steroid era now that people brag about gaining weight again. You know, there was no. The last time was the year.
Look at Pedro.
The year after Polanco got popped. When did he get popped? 18, right?
Yeah.
And I said to him in the spring, "You're looking big," and he said, "No." He said, "No, I'm the same." He said, I said, "Oh, that's right. I shouldn't have said that. I forgot. That was careless of me."
You're looking bulked up. No, I'm not bulked up at all.
Oh God, no. I might have lost a little. You know. So it's gonna be real interesting when they try to figure out their bench, though, right? You got Cruz, who doesn't play any position, so you don't have a DH that can play. So you need a 4-player bench. You can have a catcher, but I think you need 2 infielders with Donaldson and Simmons on the left side of the infield.
Yep.
And you don't want to, Arise can't play shortstop. Do you want to keep moving Jorge back to shortstop?
Is that the plan, Pat?
Huh?
Is that the plan? If
I see he played shortstop yesterday, right. I don't know. I don't know if it's a great idea to keep moving him back and forth, but Arise can't play shortstop, and I guess they're probably trying to figure out how they can get away. I think they'd like to get away with one extra infielder, but I don't think it's doable. I think you'd need another backup infielder, which means then you only get one backup outfielder.
Yes.
Jake Cave and then Cave and Rooker can't both make the team, and Rooker can't be your extra outfielder. Rooker can't, you know, it's got to be because he can't, you know, you put him in left field and close your eyes. So, you know, it's going to be an interesting situation. And you know dang well they're going to keep 13 pitchers even from the start of the season because they're paranoia they are. So they only have a 4-player bench. And I don't know what they're I guess they'll have the shuttle going from St. Paul and fourth outfielder. That fourth outfielder might be a different guy here, there, and anywhere. But I don't think Rooker's a cinch to make the club. I think that they could find themselves in a situation they got to keep an extra infielder.
Mm-hmm. And he's more ideally of a DH first base type, right?
Yes.
Rooker is? Because he's not good in the outfield.
No,
he doesn't look like he's that comfortable.
He's an all-time left fielder. He's not Josh Willingham, but he's not a good outfielder. No, he's not. But they were gonna. The rule last year was when they were gonna go to 26 before the pandemic changed everything. When they were gonna go to 26, you could only have 13 pitchers. You know, you could only.
Yes.
Now that's been waived for this year. You can have as many as you want pitchers. So you're going to see some clubs with 14 pitchers and 12 position players, which drives me nuts. I've told you the story about the, and I'd have to look up, it was Cesar Tovar's rookie year, so whenever that was.
Mm-hmm.
When they used to, the first month of the season, you could have in April, so it wasn't the first month of the season. It was like the first 3 weeks because the season opened April 8th, 9th, 10th, somewhere in there. For the April, you could have 28 players. The idea being you could carry extra pitchers while your pitchers got stretched out. One year, the Twins had 9 pitchers and 19 position players in that month because, you know, what the hell? Who needed more than 9 pitchers, you know?
Rocco wouldn't have approved.
No.
Rest and recovery.
RRR. RRR, as I now call him.
Sounds like a wrestler. Sounds like a wrestler.
Triple R. I got a new nickname for him. Let's play 5. it's what it is, I guess. And it's going to be really funny. If not funny, it's going to be interesting when the COVID pops up with somebody because it's going to, right?
Oh, of course. It's not done.
It's got to happen. So,
yep.
It has to happen. But anyway, they're going full speed ahead and we haven't had much. You know what? Two guys got thrown out of Cleveland camp for breaking protocol. Boy, are they having a hard time between the Mickey Callaway fallout and now this and breaking up their team. Oof, things are not going bad there. It's the Twins and the Whiteys, that's for sure. I think Cleveland has bowed out, although they still have a starting rotation, even without, with Clevinger gone and Bauer gone, they still have pitchers. So,
so on Josh, what's your confidence that he can stay healthy? Because he's the one guy I can't figure out if this is a chronic problem that it's just sort of luck or if you really can't arrest him enough. This is one where I think it might just be a bit of luck as far as if that calf causes problems for him or not.
So it's chronic. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
I mean, but whether he was interesting. I heard him on the radio yesterday describing. And it makes sense. I've never heard anybody talk about it that way, though. Baseball being an explosive sport in the sense that you sit for 10 minutes, and then you're supposed to go fast.
Yep.
And he said you have to get into baseball shape. And he said by getting into baseball shape, he wasn't talking about, you know, normal shape, which is, you know, not soccer shape where you're supposed to run up and down all the time or virtually any other sport. I guess football's a little like it. You sit and then you go, but you're always moving in football. So when you're actually playing, but it was interesting. I never heard, you know, all the years I covered baseball, I never heard anybody about it, but yeah, it's true. And I think what he was saying is I got to get my legs, my calves in shape to do that.
Yes.
To be sitting around for 10 minutes and then all of a sudden run out of the batter's box or run to my, you know, or move quickly to my left to make a play or reach for the bag. That was interesting. He's a cerebral baseball guy in a goofy sort of way. I watched a videotape of him giving one of his hitting clinics a couple of weeks ago. I found this thing on the internet, 7-8 minutes of him describing how he hits.
Mm-hmm.
It is a phenomenal approach to batting in order to maintain your bat speed. Cruz is amazing, though. Man, the other day, and I'm glad to mention this, I noticed it too. He was in the cage. He never swung. He tracked.
Oh, he just tracked? You
know, just tracked. Just tracked. And then his first at bat, he had a three-run homer. He just tracked. And I heard
too.
Donaldson tell Gladden about that too. That says he says, I can't do that. I got a hit. He says, but that's how good a hitter Nelson Cruz is. It's all about. I think he's a this is what's coming hitter, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's generally ahead of the pitcher. He'll take a pitch to set up the next pitch, and because he's looking for one pitch. He's mm-hmm. not, you know, he's look, if I get one pitch in these three at bats, and I mean, in these three pitches, in these three strikes, I'm going to know what one of them is,
yes.
hit, you know, and I wouldn't call him a guess hitter because he ain't guessing. He's a very bright hitter. That's for sure.
And he's 40 and still that good. That's an incredible thing.
And still, I told you this a couple of times, but 2 years ago, before free agency, before the Twins signed him, actually, I saw Verducci doing a pretty good breakdown on him, how he maintains his bat speed on MLB that November, heading into free agency, and it was pretty good. How he does that? Yeah, that's what it's all about. If you still got your bat speed, you can still hit the ball. If you don't. You're Brian Dozier going home and be with the babies at age 33, right?
That's the incredible thing. So,
yeah, huh?
I said the incredible thing, though, is he's what, 33, and he's done. And Nelson is, you back?
Yeah, I'm there. Somebody
okay.
was gone.
Okay. Yeah. So the incredible thing, though, is Cruz is what, 7 years older, essentially, than Dozier, Pat? And he's still got it. And Dozier and like guys like Plouffe are done at 32, 33. That's it for him.
Yeah. Well, he's a better hitter.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Strong, more powerful hitter, probably a smarter hitter. Doge, you know, Doge relied on guessing when they were going to throw him a high fastball and being on it, you know. And there haven't been many guys that succeeded like Dozier did. Hitting high pitches, you know, it's astounding to get up and on that ball. And it's also hard to tame I think that takes an extra amount of skill and bat speed and everything to do that. And when you lose a little bit, you can't get up there anymore. Buster was telling me a couple of years ago that all the stats in 2019 showed he couldn't hit the fastball anymore. So the real good fastball. But he was one of those guys having a lot of trouble handling the new velocity of baseball. You know? So,
okay.
Anyway.
Help me out here. And I saw you tweet this at some point in the past couple of days. All right. The whole purpose of having a roof on your stadium, right, is to assure yourself of playing games. No rainouts. So why do the Twins have that Friday off in Milwaukee as the built-in off day after opening day?
This was explained to me.
Thank you.
It's baseball wants all 15 games to be played on Thursday this year. They want us to be this robust opening, the pandemic. We've survived the pandemic, and they want all 15 teams. It's a message to America, I guess, that we're back. So they wanted all 15 games on the same day. I liked it when when you had a home opener in Washington. Of course, they didn't have a team for a long time.
Right.
And you had a home opener in Cincinnati where the game originated. What was wrong with that? And then
nothing.
Then everybody plays the next day, but I don't know. That's the reason I was told that they want all 15 home games on. All 30 teams, 15 games to play on Thursday. That was the reason. And of course, then you want to play on Saturday and Sunday, even though you aren't, I suppose Wisconsin might let 5,000 people in or something for the openers. But, you know, so you got to play Saturday and Sunday. So that's the reason.
Okay.
So,
I love
they explained it to me. But the thing about it is, I would rather make the smart ass remark first and then have it explained to
oh,
me.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, I still don't like it.
On Twitter, yes.
I still don't like it. You're in Milwaukee. Play a damn game.
That's right. Play Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
I mean, the whole reason.
And I know, you know what I also don't like? You know, Milwaukee is your Minnesota fan. You know, maybe by June we'll have people going to games again, right? Maybe. Yeah. I wouldn't bet on it.
Yeah.
Milwaukee. Where's the Twins are supposed to be in Milwaukee in June or July on a weekend, right? If when you're playing these, you know, the old time to, you know, play them six games, two different series. It should be opening the season with them, for goodness sake.
Yeah, that is another weird thing.
Open the season with Cleveland or White Sox or somebody else, you're going to play 80
times. An American League Central team, because you're going to play them. Yeah, you're exactly right on that. I don't get it.
This is Ricey for EcoFun Motorsports. The preseason sale on all bikes, scooters, and ATVs is going on right now in Forest Lake. Beat the spring rush, and EcoFun will give you the free storage with your purchase until the weather is a bit more bike-friendly. If you enjoy bike rides on a summer day, but maybe your knees aren't what they used to be, then I recommend that you talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will personally help you select the e-bike that is right for you. They will even deliver to your front door in the metro area. Take advantage of the preseason sale prices right now. Bentelli bikes and Yamaha Power Assist bikes are at their lowest price of the year. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Take a test ride and put biking back on your list of favorite outdoor activities. They also carry a full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com. That's E-C-O-F-U-N, Motorsports.com. And tell Tim you heard it on Ricey Unchained.
So Coach Pitino's team fell out of 12th place last night, yesterday. Did you see that?
No.
We ended up 13th.
I watched the game on Saturday again, Pat. It's so sad.
Northwestern won their first three, lost their next 13, won their last three. When they play Wednesday, right? They're playing Wednesday, the Gophers of Northwestern. 12th place bragging rights are at stake. 12th place, because we had an opportunity to lose one more game than they did. They went 6-13. How did this happen?
I don't know.
How did this happen? It's Kelcher, okay, he can guard somebody. And Robbins
was Jabbar. We just didn't know it. I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
How did this team win the games they won?
Beat Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan State, which now rebounded.
Yeah, 2-5-7 in the national ratings. I think the other day when I looked, Michigan might have slipped because they got beat again. But as of Sunday morning, they had beaten 2-5-7 and were 6-14. Unbelievable. I understand the post game was a plea to understand how devastating the injuries were from Coach Pitino.
I feel like the last three post games fell into that category, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like everything was always about, and I get it, you've got injuries, but my God, you collapsed beyond, you know.
Yes. Ugh. And here's the other thing. If Rutgers wasn't bad, you would have got beat by 25 again. You shot 31%.
Yes.
And Marcus Carr was 1-13. And somehow this collection of mutts you were playing let you go to overtime with them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We have no idea. I don't think we have any idea who the replacement is. But Porter Moser, I heard from Loyola. And we've also heard Brian Dutcher. You know, I think that's been suggested that deal might already be in place.
Coyle,
but
you don't know.
Can't see, I can't see Coyle hiring a 62-year-old guy, even Brian Dutcher.
And Coyle's a man of great mystery, Pat. We don't know what he's going to do. He doesn't talk. He doesn't, you know.
I said this to somebody earlier today. I had him on the radio, I believe, the day that he got hired.
Yep.
And had him for 10 minutes. And I've had dental surgery that was less painful. And so Craig Thompson's a friend of mine, the guy who runs the Mountain West, you know. Yeah. And he was telling me, he was actually a secondary candidate for the job, but I don't think he pushed hard for it because he's a University of Minnesota alumni, commissioner of the Mountain West.
Sid loved him.
And was telling me what a good guy Coyle was. So I called him back and I said, my God, it was awful. It was miserable. And I said, well, I assume he's going to get better. You know, he'll relax. He says, no. He said, I wouldn't count on it. I said, when I call him up, we have great conversations. He has no time for the media, is what he said.
It is remarkable. I mean, he is non-existent.
Yes. Yes, that's...
And feels no need.
I will, you know, you got to give him credit when he doesn't have a coaching search. He just goes... The only coaching search he ever had was for hockey. He and Louie. Louie sat in on a couple of interviews with him, but that was it, right? Mm-hmm. But Louie pushed him to hire Motzko, and because Louie wanted to be in a win-now mode over there, which was probably smart, but... beyond that, he makes up his mind and hires the guy.
There's no firm, expensive firm to pay.
No, he's got a guy already, I would think, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, I have no clue who that might be.
There's no doubt that on that Friday meeting that everybody reported, that was not a get to know each other again movie and let's try to finish strong here. You got to think Patino was told that unless he has a tournament run, it's over, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right back that far back. So
yeah, I think he was done.
He might have been fired last year if it wasn't for the pandemic. So probably would have been. So,
how do you explain, Patrick, how the state of basketball here has it's never been better as far as prospects. Yes. And like, I think there is a fan base that would be that's clamoring for the Gophers or Wolves, right, to be a success. Mm-hmm. How do you explain that we have, I mean, this is off the charts awful.
Well, let's see. One of them won their last game on February 14th and lost 9 in a row. And the other won their last game on February 11th and lost 7 in a row now. I don't know if, I think the Wolves have a win since February 11th. It would be better if you could say between the two of them, they've lost 16 straight since February 11th. But anyway,
yeah,
I don't know. The Wolves thing is because they start all over again every 2 years.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, the Wolves.
Thibodeau, come in here and make the playoffs. Okay, I will. Thibodeau, you're fired. You tried to make the playoffs, and you're grumpy. Now we're going to start all over again like we've never started all over again before.
Yeah.
And, we're going to devote our entire team to trying to mollify a alleged star who's determined to lead Minnesota to victory as I don't know who. I don't know. He's, we're going to build around Cat. This is not building around Kevin Garnett, who was psycho, but was the most competitive guy ever. That ain't this guy. That's
no.
By the way, you'll probably see him as a Tiger, though, March 31 when Tibbs is here. Look out. He'll be fired up. He'll be fired up for that one. But, let's start all over again, and we'll do it by playing stupid basketball. We'll just throw up threes. We don't care if guys can shoot or not. We want to develop a style, even though we don't have the players to play that style. What are you gaining by playing that style now? By playing
nothing
fast now? Do you think you're creating this carryover that, okay, we stink on defense, So let's make our possessions as short as possible to give the other team more opportunities to score points. You know, if you want to run, fine. But it's not like this style carries over. It's each team stands on its own. It's not, what are they learning by throwing up 43 threes a game and making 12? What are you learning?
That's true of both teams, Pat. Wolves and Gophers.
Yeah. Well, Gophers.
I've never seen a team that can't shoot and insists on doing it like the Gophers. It's incredible. Every game is the same crap.
Well, the stat was, I don't know, Chip had it in his column the other day. It had to get worse.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
It was what they were. Fine. They were 22nd in the country in attempts and 313th in percentage of makes or something like that.
I'll see if I can find it. It's hilarious.
It is. It's phenomenal. It's incredible. So I don't know. It is amazing. He lasted 8 years. It really is when you look at the record, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's see here.
Munson was a better coach than this guy, I think. Munson at least had the excuse of not being able to recruit for a couple of years, but he tried the same thing. At the end, Munson's team was being built around disgruntled Minnesota players who transferred back after not going here in the first place. And that's all this guy was left to play with at the end was transfers too.
From Chip's column, the Gophers ranked 22nd nationally in three-point attempts this season and 331st in accuracy. So they're 22nd in the attempts and 331. You know who's ahead of you? Everybody.
There's 352, I think. So, you know, you might, you'd have to look down at the bottom.
And Marcus Carr, my man, there were some games at the end there where it was painful. Saturday was painful.
I hope he enjoys playing in the Philippines or someplace in a league. He's old enough now. I don't even know if the G League will want him, but he's not going to be an NBA player.
No.
He's
Europe. You know. He's a definite guy. I said, yeah, he's going. He is a guy that in the old days now would have been a Sid Jotting. You know,
if I'm a new coach,
Spain or something, or Russia.
If I'm a new coach, I don't want him. I don't want him back. I let him go, and want to create my team, you know.
Yes.
If I don't want him back. I mean, he can transfer again and be open transfer if he wants to play another year. And, you know, because he gets the extra year eligibility. But I'm not going to – that's like when Mussy came in and when Ollie Shannon had been – The big star, he's a junior college transfer, good guy. He'd shoot 30 times a game, man. He'd shoot 30 times a game. I can't remember if he had a year left and Mussy ran him off, or he could have had a year left. I can't remember, but Mussy's quote was, "I watch him play the way they played, and it makes me puke." I'm not saying Carr. You know, Carr had some great games.
But yeah.
You gotta start all over and have some structure. And you don't want he did anything he wanted to do this year. He shot when he wanted to, and you know, passed when he wanted. I mean, he ran the show, and it didn't do you much good in the end, did it?
Hell no, no. Yeah. I just want somebody to not, basketball-wise, to not have to start again here. I just want somebody to have a coherent plan that makes sense and does not force another firing or reset. That's all I ask for. It's not that much.
If you want the best lawn on the block all season long, hook up with a Minnesota-grown lawn care company that knows that dandelions, mystery weeds, bare spots, and blight are completely unacceptable. That's ProfessionalTurf.com. If you want service techs with 20 years of experience, techs who throw down a combination of environmentally friendly weed killer and slow-release long-term fertilizers, then visit ProfessionalTurf.com. And you know what? While you're on the website, take a close look at their landscape projects. And don't forget, they'll service your irrigation system too. You will have the most lush and luxurious lawn on the block. It's our one stop for exceptional landscape irrigation services and the best lawn on the block. ProfessionalTurf.com.
That's true. So the biggest, however, the biggest flop in the Twin Cities this year, forget basketball, the Gopher women's hockey team not making the tournament. What has happened?
They're very upset.
What? They thought they deserved it?
They wanted, yes. Yes.
They thought they deserved it?
And people said there were backroom politics at play because I think the deal with college hockey this year is they're not doing the pairwise because teams aren't playing non-conference games. And so it's much more of the old school, we'll put teams in. And not explain it really?
Yeah, but they were upset. Two games over 500, right?
I'm not defending them. I'm just telling you.
They beat Mankato and Bemidji. They didn't deserve it. Is it time for Brad Frost to go? That's the question.
Brad is very upset.
Brad's up. Oh,
yeah, I'm trying to find his Twitter account here. I think Brad was very upset about it.
You've had your pick of every player in the country. For all
you're the
years.
Yankees, it's like Lucia and, had.
Yeah, oh, worse than it's ever had. And you end up having a year like this, and you have the guts to whine. Wow, that takes a lot of courage. I'll tell you that. I don't know. I think
demand coil make a change in this too.
I wish I was home. I'd be hammered. What is wrong? What is wrong what is with wrong women's hockey? Is it time for a change?
Start
they got
the
their
national
own
arena.
Surge. Who else?
Wisconsin's got their own.
Their own for the women?
Because the men actually played there because they didn't allow fans, yeah. They've got their own boutique place.
Yes.
So the
yep. Somebody call me again. I'm getting calls.
You're very popular. You're very, very popular. Yeah, no, Wisconsin's got their own. But yeah, it's remarkable when they don't make the tournament. You are not wrong about that.
Yes. Oh, it is. It's hard to avoid. Hell, you get to host it in your own building once in a while, the final, the Frozen Four, whatever they call it. So very, them and Duke basketball both missing the tournament in the same year is going to be something. That's
North Carolina out too? Carolina out too?
No, I think they beat them twice. Okay. They swept them. I think they'll probably make it, but, to see the Dukies 11-11, I believe, 11-11. And he has no coach to blame but himself. How about Coach Gard disemboweling? Did you see this, Wisconsin?
I saw that he was going to get fined, yeah.
Davidson got called for another flagrant foul on some stupid that looked pretty chintzy. I saw the return, and he went off. That must they ended up 10-10. Mm-hmm. Big 10. Vastly overrated, I think. The teams at the top are good, but that's the thing. They end up 6-14 in a league that wasn't as good as – and that's Patino's other thing. One of the greatest leagues ever in the college basketball. BS. You know, he beat some good teams, but 6-14.
But look who you lost to at the end. That's the incredible thing. If they had lost to Michigan and Purdue – and Michigan State, I'd say, well, that's too bad. They lost to the crappiest of the crap.
Yes, they did.
I mean, Rutgers is not good. Penn State's not good. Nebraska was awful. Northwestern was, to your point, had lost 13 in a row.
I believe the Rutgers team that we lost, that our boys lost the last one to, just got beat by 20 by Nebraska, didn't they, or something like that.
Yeah, Nebraska did come on a bit, but ugh.
Well, yeah, they won three.
Yeah,
they won three all year.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's boy. You know, I'm still waiting. Haven't received any yet. Apologies from the Gopher holders, but for all those vicious, nasty things they said when I was I was expressing skepticism about hiring a 30-year-old who was 18 and 15 at Florida International. So
I think you might need to call for apologies via your column. I think that's the only way that you're going to get the real apologies that you richly deserve between Coach Brew and Patino.
We have to, I guess we discussed this on the Daily Hits, not my campaign to be the new Gopher beat writer.
We haven't discussed this.
The new Gopher football writer for the Star Tribune seems to lose it. It seemed to be gathering some momentum late in the week, but then it lost momentum, I think, over the weekend. I don't know. I'm kind of like Kevin Garnett, though. I suppose if I really want it, I should apply, right? Instead of just complain, I should probably apply.
Well, you and Phil Fleck, I think once the differences were ironed out, you two would be great friends.
PJ and PJ, yep. The original PJ, and the imposter PJ that came in later.
Yep. So. Yep.
That would be fantastic. So is our hockey team tired the Wild? Are we looking?
Okay, so this is the thing now. I was told Saturday no fewer than 18 times in the telecast, you know, how can you expect these guys to play on Friday and Saturday and they played on Monday and you can't win these games. Yes, yeah. Yes, they're so tired. As if nobody else is playing a similar schedule.
Well, the funny thing is, after we defeated the Coyotes the first time down there, nothing could stop us.
Nope.
You know, there was nothing. Look at this courageous team fighting this schedule, and then they're exhausted 20 minutes later. I mean, it's
they're up two. But, it's incredible.
So who is on the broadcast? Does Greeny ever get on anymore?
No, I think Greenlee's out of the mix entirely. It was LaPanta and Walsh.
He's not even on the studio?
No, I think he's out of the mix.
How could they do that to Greeny? The man poured his heart out for years.
He was a good employee. Nobody made more excuses.
Nobody ever previously prepared so well. He already has his excuses. Before the game started, he had them written down.
I would love to know what those guys are threatened with. It's not Walls as much, but LaPanta on Saturday, it was all, you know, everything was, well, they played a lot of games and they've done this and they've done that. And Ben's is sort of the same on the Wolves. The play-by-play guys must be threatened continually.
I have been a client of the Canopy Group for 5 years, and at my last renewal, they are still saving me money. Patrick Ricey here to talk to you about your home and auto insurance. How long have you been with your current insurance company? When was the last time your agent called you and said they could save you money and get you better coverage? This just happened to me. Truly, it did. Each year, the Canopy Group reviews my home and auto insurance with their 16 companies. This year, they saved me an additional $791. How? Because the Canopy Group is keeping an eye on my insurance needs and making sure I am always with the right insurance provider. Paying less and getting more is a concept I like. I can't promise that you'll save $791, but I can promise you they'll give you options. They'll even tell you if you should stay where you are with that company. Do what I did and contact them at thecanopygroup.com. That's thecanopygroup.com.
Well, they used to say in Billy Robb's day that they, you know, they were monitored. It was really when the first regime was in there.
Yeah. Risebrough.
Nagley regime, the Risebrough, they were really on you if you said anything that they could. They would interpret your remarks to see if there was, yes, it was an excuse, but was it a good enough excuse? Did you work the excuse hard enough? So,
and if not, you're probably fired. But yeah, they're tired now. They're tuckered out.
Don't you think, Dave, though, just one day it's going to be the middle of the third quarter, he's going to be moaning about this and that, and he's just going to turn to Pete and say, Jim Pete, I give up, and then just get up and walk out.
You just hear the headset drop.
The end of his career. Dave will say, I've been spewing this crap about this horse bleep team, making excuses for
it. It'll be like network. He'll lose it.
I can't take it anymore. I need some self-respect. I'm done. I'm leaving.
It'll be network. He'll just give a soliloquy and walk out. I'm not going to take this basketball anymore.
No.
Open up the window.
Yeah. I'm not going to. I just, that's, you know, he'll like make some excuse or make some observation that hints at somebody showing competence. Like Jared Culver will make a three, right? And then he'll say Jared Culver, and then Jared Culver will come down and like brick one, then dribble one off his ankle, and he'll say, "Jim Beat, I'm done." And then the mic will never hear from him again. It'll be all over.
He'll just get in his car and start driving back to the West Coast.
Bleep it, walk out.
Oh my God, what a phenomenal.
Yeah, man, he's had a pretty good, he's been, what, 7-8 years now?
Yeah, probably 7 years.
Amazing.
But you know, Jim Peet, to his credit, Jim Peet,
once in a while they push him too far.
But when Benz starts to go to the excuses, Jim Peet mm-hmm. just sort of shuts up. Like he won't back him up on a lot of this crap. So Benz is on the ledge by himself telling you, you know, why so and so did this or I do love it though. I love when the game starts, opening tip, the Wolves win the tip, go down and hit a shot, and he said, "Timberwolves take the early lead."
Yes. Jim, the funny thing is, he's been here all those years. The only successful season, they hated the coach so much they had a harder time. Jim Peet hated the coach so much he had a hard time saying good about him. And not these other years. He's kind of, I think he feels pretty well bulletproof in the organization now. He can say what he wants to, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good to see. But, you know, that's one thing Tony the Pony over in St. Paul never had to worry about. If he was spewing something positive, that was a little bit nonsensical. The analyst always had his back, right?
Yeah,
once in a while, Walls.
Walls a little bit less, Walls. But yeah. Yeah, no.
A little honesty from Walls once in a
Greener time. Definitely had his back the entire way.
Oh, yeah. It was, I miss Greeny. I loved Greeny because it was hysterical. That's, and he worked so hard to keep the job. It's kind of sad. It really is.
There was never a good call against the Wild. I will say that. There was no penalty ever called against the Wild that was a good call. Every call was a bad call.
So the Gopher hockey team, who do they start with? Do we know what's going on? They're in the tournament anyway, so it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, but the Big Ten tournament starts in South Bend next Sunday.
We didn't win the title, though. We had it in our grasp.
No,
we didn't win the title.
No, they lost to Michigan pretty convincingly on Friday night. And they came back and won on Saturday. But, yeah, Wisconsin won. The problem was we got screwed because those two games at Penn State were canceled. And we didn't make them up. So
then it became percentage or something?
Yes.
So we got robbed too, huh? Okay.
To go the Fox Sports North route, we got screwed completely, yeah. It's not fair. You can't look at the standings. Oh, you'll love this one. So last week or 2 weeks back, the last time that the Wild was in town, with no fans there except for like 250, right, Patrick? I swear to God. Before the game on the Jumbotron, they show the standings. But you know what they did? They didn't show you the points. They only showed you the win percentage, and the Wild was in second place.
No, really?
But we still go by points, so it meant nothing. So they're like, "Yeah, the Wild, you know, coming off this great trip, look at what they're..." And they showed you the winning percentage because it was the most favorable thing that they could find.
That said, though, they're the most positive thing going on in town right now. I mean, they're fun to watch, right?
Yes. Yeah, Kaprizov.
They got a nice... They're home here for like 2 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Two against the Golden Knights Monday and Wednesday, and then Arizona, and then I think they're home through next week.
And we sent them all to the hospital and have bodily fluids pumped into them, and they're all ready to go. So they should have Vegas, the best team in the West.
Yes, they are very good. Yep, it's probably.
And who do they have left from who they stole from us? Tuck, right?
Yes, Tuck is still there. Hall is on his third, because he went from Florida to Carolina. But yes, Tuck is still there. And Tuck actually scored a couple goals, or one big goal last week against him. He's good. I mean, he's a third line wing, but he's what they always hoped that Coyle could become, and he didn't.
Okay, now I see the Kaprizov pass behind his back to the guy. It was fantastic. But is his impact, I wouldn't say constant because nobody's is, but beyond that, his impact is full-time. It's not just the spectacular play.
Right, yes.
So he's a...
He controls the flow, yes.
He's not a center, but he's the guy who makes things happen.
Correct.
Who they got him playing with now?
Who did they have him with on? Bukestad. Bukestad was the center Bugler's on Saturday.
The Bugler's got to feel Zuccarello. Like he died and went to heaven.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is.
Because he looked finished.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, and he's the one on, was it Friday night, who got the behind-the-back pass and scored.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, yeah. He has definitely died and gone to hockey heaven, at least. And Zuccarello's then on the wing, and those two,
Kaprizov
and Zuccarello, look good
realize.
Together. Yeah.
Isn't he? He's new, right, Zuccarello?
Second year. Yeah,
okay.
He didn't have an impact much last year. He was not that good.
So Guerin got him, though, right?
No, Fenton signed him to a five-year contract. It was a terrible contract. But
really?
He's been good this year, so.
Okay.
No, that's a Fenton one. Yeah, Paul Fenton, man. We don't understand how much he did.
Paul Fenton.
You know what I want to see? A Fox Sports North wild documentary.
Yes, on the Fenton year.
Called Instant Impact. Coming up next on Fox Sports North, we review the Paul Fenton months.
That's right. Even the Rask trade looks okay.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Even Rask.
Yeah,
they got rid of Granlund and Niederreiter is the what he always is, right? He scores a goal once in a while.
Got rid of Coyle.
Yeah. Wow. How's Coyle doing in Boston?
Workmanlike, but not great. He doesn't get a ton of points. He's
when
very
he first got there. He was good, right?
Yeah, but that's a story. If he wants to play hard, he's really good. The problem is he'll play hard for a week and then he'll sort of just tail off.
I think my wild tweets are going to have to start including the hashtag Team Fenton.
I'm telling you, Fox Sports North, Audra reviews the Fenton months.
Yeah, right. That's right.
The best team
nobody's,
he could have built.
I take it nobody's gotten to Paul. Paul's not talking. Boudreaux's not talking. How come nobody's talking?
Boudreaux would talk. Fenton's scouting for, is it Florida now? I think he's with the Panthers. But I'm sure he won't talk.
Panthers named some crusty old GM, right? Who's running the Panthers?
They replaced Dale Talon with, let's see, who did they get? And they're actually good this year, because Quenneville's a good coach. They finally started turning things around. And hold on a second here. I'll tell you who their general manager is. No, it's not a crusty old guy. Young guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
but
Torts is still
us.
In there, though, huh?
Yeah. I don't know how long Torts can last, man.
I don't either.
They're not playing well. So the best, though, was Calgary bouncing their coach and Daryl Sutter coming back.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a great hockey move.
Happiest man in hockey. I said the other day when I talked to you, celebrated for 3 minutes after they won the cup and then started getting grumpy again.
Probably went back to the farm. Probably went back to the farm and started to work again.
Most sad-eyed guy I've ever seen, man. It's unbelievable. Those post-game, the amazing thing is, the most un-LA guy of all time.
Oh, God, yeah. And he hates the media. He hates the media.
I know. Yeah, and he just, his post-game press conferences were, I wouldn't say they were hostile. They were just like, you cannot ask me a good question.
Yes.
You're incapable of asking me a good question,
yes.
One of those guys. So
yes.
It was, the Kings games I went to, maybe three, I always made sure to go to his press conference because I thought they were hysterical because he was such a jerk. It's unbelievable. I mean, he was so unhappy to have to do 6 minutes, you know.
Yes.
So,
yeah, and they're there was the time too, I think this was about 4 years back, where the King, where the King's players actually locked him out of the room.
Oh, really?
They barricaded the door so he couldn't come back in.
On purpose?
On purpose. Oh, yeah. They hated him by the end. They barricaded the door. He couldn't come back. He was like trying to jar the door, and it was barricaded.
So he's in Calgary now?
Yeah.
Didn't they have a great year last year? A young team, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, Calgary. They were good, but yeah. And he's basically going to come in, and within 2 weeks, everyone on that team, for the most part, will hate his guts.
I love hockey because you still got the tough guys, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
All right. That should do us, huh? Okay.
Yeah, we are good. I'll talk to you next week.
Keep melting that snow. That we're all.
Oh, it's melting fast, my man. It's melting fast. All right, take care, Patrick. Bye-bye. See
you. If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.